Isaiah chapter 58. Call out at the top of your voice. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like the ram's horn, and tell my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins, so that they seek me daily, and delight in knowledge of my ways, like a nation which acts righteously, and does not forsake the justice of their God, so that they ask for righteous judgments, and delight in drawing near to God. Why have we fasted, but you have not seen it? We have afflicted ourselves, but you have not been aware of it. It is because on the day when you fast, you take pleasure, and you act as an oppressor in all the labour you impose. It is because you fast in contention and quarrel, and with striking with a wicked fist. You cannot fast as you do today, in order to make your voice heard on high. Do I approve of a fast like this? A day when a man afflicts himself? Is it to bend the head down like a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes? Is it for that that you call a fast, and a day of delight for the Lord? Is not this the fast that I approve of, to loosen tight bonds of wickedness, to unfasten the straps of the yoke, and to send the oppressed away free, and that you detach every yoke? Is it not to distribute your bread to the hungry, and that you bring poor wanderers to a house, that when you see someone naked, you clothe him, and you do not ignore those of your own family? Then your light will break through like the dawn, and your revitalization will spring up speedily, and your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will gather you up. Then you will call out, and the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from your company, pointing the finger and speaking vanity, and stir yourself for the hungry, and satisfy an afflicted person, then your light will arise in the dark, and what was your gloom will become like midday light. And the Lord will always lead you, and he will satisfy your appetite in dry places, and make your joints pliant. And you will become like a well-watered garden, and like a fount of water whose water does not fail. And those to issue from you will rebuild the age-old desolate places. You will re-establish the foundations of generation upon generation, and you will be called the sealer of the breach, the restorer of paths to inhabit. If you restrain yourself from trampling on the Sabbath, from indulging your desires on my holy day, and you call the Sabbath delight, the holy occasion of the Lord, and honourable, and you honour it, by not indulging your own ways, by not finding your own entertainment, or speaking your own words, then you will be delighted with the Lord, and I will make you ride on the high places of the land. And I will feed you with the inheritance of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.